But we are joined by Beth Higginson, who has been watching the postgrad race very closely, and that'll be the first in the full-time officer position to be announced. So Beth, what have your thoughts been on the postgrad race so far?
I mean, I think there's been there's only four of them, so I think it's going to be close regardless of who the winner is. There's not going to be a massive gap, I don't think.
You say only four. It's one of the most contested positions.
I know. I think it's quite different for this year because there's so many uncontested positions. But I suppose compared to presidents, you know, there's double the number. I think four's quite a good, like, healthy number.
Yeah, four's probably the ideal number, really, to have a good, healthy competition. But has there been any standout candidates, in your opinion?
There's sort of been standouts in different ways. If you look at their manifestos on the SU website, Paige, for example, stands out sort of more on paper. But then when you've looked around uni at, you know, all of their campaign teams, all the interviews they've done, particularly with URN, Paige, for example, has maybe not stood out as much, and maybe Anthony has come out a little bit more. So I think in terms of standout candidate, there isn't necessarily one that is screaming, oh, it's going to be them. And there's also, obviously, Yolanda King is running for postgrad this year, her third year running for an SU position, having been sport for the last 2 years. So a lot of people, if you're not a fresher, will know her, all of her slogans, all of her signs, everything. So she stands out in that sense for all sort of being well known. But in terms of who you sort of see around, I feel like more Anthony rather than Paige or Manuel or other than Yolanda. But then on paper, stand out definitely Paige.
But surely Yolanda's experience of campaigning, despite having two, you know, losing campaigns, she maybe already has got a name out there, maybe.
I mean, you say about experience campaigning, but she's campaigning for a completely different role. And, I mean, she's had a lot of criticism about the fact that she's basically recycling her campaign, just putting a different SU position on it. You know, she's used the same slogan, she's all the same material. Obviously, that's taking opportunity of the fact that, you know, they only get a limited budget, so it's like, great, I can just use what I used last year. But is that what you really want, you know? Is it almost sort of undermining the dedication that she has for the role that she's now going for?
Almost a bit recycled, really.
Yeah, a little bit recycled, I would say.
So it suggests laziness a little bit on the part of Yolanda.
I mean, you could call it being cost effective. And I suppose recycling, you know, is a good thing. But, but just in terms of, I suppose, like, for me as a second year, you say, oh, Yolanda King, she ran for sport last year. It's like, oh, but now she's running for postgrad. I think it sort of sends out the wrong message. It can be quite confusing.
And if you had to put money on who was going to win, who would you put money on?
Just in terms of sort of presence around uni, the actual manifestos, I would probably say Paige. But in terms of being well known, so almost who's going to get the sympathy vote, I'd say Yolanda.
Well, thank you very much, Beth.
Paige did, of course.